seen on a lot of sewer projects too, is if you've spent money, they tend to believe it's going to happen. When we acquire easements for sewer, if we just say, well, they're thinking about it, we want to go ahead and get the easement, they aren't going to sign it. Say, well, they've already paid us 500 grand or whatever to design it, then they think it's going to happen. But if you are paying an engineer to get designs, people tend to believe more that the project is actually real.
The other thing sometimes, things like this, is if in fact we get the right third-party person to get the right-of-way, someone that has a connection, that's well-received, those kinds of things. Tom Layton might even do something like this, and he's known by all of these people, and he's done some kind of that kind of work. He may be willing to go out and do that. Or if in fact I go out and do that, they might like Hollister and what they've done, or they might not. And so when I show up, I have a 50-50 chance of, and when I show up, they're going to think about me rather than what the heck this is all about first. That's why I think there's a right way to get this right away through. So, and we, like I say, we've been through this twice. Had everything laid on, but just couldn't.
The main reason I bring that up is we've got a good plan, we've got a board, we've got some of this working, and we keep talking about a big project, but we really don't, you know, federal dollars may or may not ever come, they might, but at least we're stepping out there a little bit. If we can afford to do at least a piece of this, which is going to help several things.
Is a corollary to exactly this. You took a piece of raw ground and put a road through there.
Right.
I agree.
Well, that's another one on the project that basically, Travis, you have lifted planning design. That's going to near completion here about beginning of summer, basically. That's going to be called completed, so that one will be taken off the list here shortly. We're probably 65% done, something like that. And that was 27, I believe. Yeah.
Randy, any other updates?
No, just lots of other small little bridge projects we got to try to work in at some point in time to fix. We are replacing a deck on Illinois Street. I think I mentioned that in one meeting. That's going to happen sometime this spring.
It is probably in April or May. Yeah.
What happens in May?
That's when we're actually going to bid for the deck replacement.
Yeah, that road's going to be closed for about 2 months. And we've already talked to Point Rail about letting the people come through there to have. There's no way to put an alternate route there, so.
Do we want to make a recommendation to Randy to take some funding for an engineering work for the start of the East-West?
Well, I think the recommendation of Randy is that when he's with the commission that he comes.
I'm going to run this by them and so them all.
See if he can get some support, though.
Yeah, I mean, if it's feasible on a budget, I put quite a bit in there, but we've already got that designated for certain projects, not that we're going to spend all that this year. But if
come back and let us know and get the full support of the board,
we might
too.
Be able to, you know, set aside some just to at least do that portion of it.
At least have an engineering of a portion of it done so you can point to it as the building block to go forward.
There you go. All right.
And I got an email from Beth saying she can't make it, so I guess we'll miss the MoDOT update today. Any other new business?
I just received an email from Megan Clark, who is the transportation planner for CINCOG.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that she just wanted to let me know that she wouldn't be able to be here today, but she's at Forsyth City Hall currently, and she's conducting a transportation coordination plan review and wanted to make sure that the board members knew that they were invited. She's there from 1 to 3, and it's a kind of a drop-in type of a situation where you go look at the maps and whatever she's doing. And I'm not familiar with this. She told Ron and I are partners the other day that she was going to do this, but I don't know what a transportation coordination plan review is.
Who is she with?
Southwest Council of Governments. And so they actually, David and Buddy Roberts are our representatives. So projects that we want to go up the chain go from here to her on. So she's the regional us.
Some of those projects get X'd off in the process. But it's good to stay informed.
Well, it never hurts to have FaceTime with those kinds of folks, because the next time we need a favor, she remembers we came to her own house. So I'm going to run over there for sure. And that's the only news.
David, I do have one question, though. It's still very quickly back on our list here to Travis. These projects are listed as completed projects. Were they all completed in 2016?
No.
Could we just have, out there where you say completed, yeah, could we have the date they were completed, you know, plus or minus? That way we can point to these in the future and say to people, these are the projects were completed and which year they were and so forth. That's it. Thank you.
No other new business, I guess. Adjourn for a couple months. Oh, we need a motion to adjourn, sorry.
I would move we adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I just have received a message from us. National Weather Service is calling for golf ball size hail this afternoon.
Oh. In Hollister and
the region.
Forsyth.
We're on the very west edge of it, so it goes east. So you know.
Well,
I better take my motorcycle home.
It looks like getting close toward dark. It's supposed to be a little crazy.
Yeah.